It's been a big week for the Circular Head Saints. They've decided to go ahead and commit to getting a team back into the NWFL next year. They've appointed a coach as well, so it has been a big week. The president is Keith Billings, who joins me now. Good morning, Keith.
Morning, Martin.
Well, let's talk about things as they happen. Firstly, earlier in the week, you had a meeting and committed to getting a team back into the NWFL next season. Of course, it's all contingent on a few things, including support from the Circular Head Footy Association. But from what I can see on the outside looking in, it looks like most people are in favour of it.
Not everyone is keen, Martin, but because they have their concerns as to why, as to whether the local competition will be able to survive in its current format, but because there's a couple of clubs that have really supported this push really strongly, so it's got plenty of challenges for both us and the CHFA.
So you had a meeting early in the week, and the decision was made to push ahead. So you've had a meeting with them since then. So that's been the feeling, is that it's probably half for and half against at the moment.
That would probably be a fair thing to say at this stage, Martin. But they realise that we do need to support our youth and are prepared to do it on their behalf. But they also know that we have to work hand in hand, and I'm fully aware that the Saints have to do whatever they can to help the local association get through these next couple of years. So it's going to be both of us working hard to keep both things afloat.
Yeah, and what you've indicated is that you would have a senior side and an under-18 side, and that junior pathway is a very important part of this, isn't it?
It is, yes. We've got plans to develop the under-12s and under-16s in the CHFA by creating an academy-style set up where we can get all clubs participating for at least one night during the training week together at the Smithland ground, and we'll have coaches presiding over that, and then they go back to their own clubs for their Thursday night training, and it just has kids training with kids their own size and more on board, and so the skills. The aim is to get their skills up and ready for the under-18 competition that lays ahead.
Well, the academy model's worked very good at state level and even at AFL level. Most of the clubs have got some sort of academy, haven't they?
Well, the NWFL have got that in place with their current competitions in under-12, under-14, under-16, and it just builds the pathway. And I've been reading how East Devonport are going about their push starting at the underage level and building that way. We, because of our proximity, we can't really go that same model, and so we need to work with the CHFA to get something similar happening, but it's going to have its own twists, of course.
Okay, now during the week you announced a coach, which is a big step, Cameron Lockett, who played there before.
We think it's great having someone with his heritage, basically, you know, to have Shane there as a foundation player in the original side, and who went on to play in a premiership and be a coach, and then to have his son do the same thing, you know, it just brings everything back to it being the Saints, which is a large part of the push, but his enthusiasm for the position when approached was really similarly infectious as Aaron Tuxworth's was in his appointment to the under-18 role.
Yeah, well, because Aaron Tuxworth, he started there as a kid too, didn't he?
He won an under-18 best and fairest at the Saints as a 15-year-old and went on to play Tassie Mariners and had a stint down with Clarence Football Club as an underage player there, so he's got a formidable pedigree as well.
Yeah, and I mean, it's exciting appointments from the club's point of view, and it's only been a few days since they've been announced, but what's the reaction been like, Keith? I would imagine it's fairly positive.
Both the posts that I put on Facebook have had over 200 likes and heaps of of comments, particularly with Cameron, and I was a day later with Aaron, but he's gradually catching up, so I don't know much about how Facebook operates, but it is certainly creating lots of positive comment there, and it really hasn't had much opportunity to filter back to me in the local community yet. I don't get out and about all that much. I'm too busy trying to drum up support in other ways.
Yeah, I'm no expert on Facebook either, but it sounds pretty impressive to me. What's the next step now? I guess a formal approach to the NWFL is the next thing to happen.
Yes, I'm pretty sure the NWFL would like us to attend a general meeting in November so that we speak. We've only spoken with the executive at this stage, and so they'd like us to update all the presidents of the different clubs on our position, and by that stage, sort of by the middle of November, we will have had our first pre-season training run, and we'll be able to gauge the enthusiasm there and give them a pretty accurate report, because a lot of the off-field stuff will be done by then.
It's all pretty exciting, Keith. You know I'm a big supporter of it. Thank you for your time this morning. No doubt we'll talk again soon.
I look forward to it, Martin.